what I'm hearing is that at least now we know that the military has refused any compromise with ECOWAS about the return to the barracks to reinstate President Bazoum. Now, we have options. You know, the decision made last Sunday put on the table different options, and I think people are now looking at each of those options to see which one will be the most efficient one. Many people are thinking about the military intervention. Yes, it was on the table. 2 days ago, the head of the armies of ECOWAS member state met in Abuja to discuss the strategy, and apparently they agreed on a strategy. But as you know, for military intervention, there are many, many other hurdles. First, in most of the countries, before engaging your army outside of the country, you need to get the approval of the parliament. And from what I heard in the media is that the Senate said they have to continue the dialogue with the military to see if there is no other option than the military, then he can come back. In Senegal yesterday, the parliament was sitting to vote a legislation. And during that conversation, some members of the parliament raised their concern about the engagement of Senegal outside of the Senegalese army without the approval of the army. As you know, our Minister of Foreign Affairs said that Senegal is ready. And I believe that in countries like Ghana, in some other country in the region, Cote d'Ivoire, we need also some steps to be taken at the national level to sort out.
Now, why now that all these West African countries are pushing for military intervention when there have been these many coups in the region and nothing like that was ever suggested? Why Niger?
Well, I don't think that it has any importance. The decision is not just because it is Niger. I think the decision is also because ECOWAS wants to end all this instability in the region. And part of the instability is, the number of action taken by the military at the national level. For instance, in Burkina Faso, you had 2 military coups in the last 3 years. Neither the political situation at the national level, nor the security situation has changed. And now you have another country coming to join the list of countries already where we have military coup. I think that's why ECOWAS decided to really stop this kind of situation and try to be bold enough to say enough is enough, and we need to stop all this nonsense about the military trying to get into the power when they need to be at the front to fight against insurgency.
France has promised military assistance if ECOWAS decides to take the military intervention route. What do you make of that?
Well, for France's situation in West Africa is unique because in most of the countries, the population don't like France anymore. The population believe that France is not part of the solution, but part of the problem. Now, the last countries in West Africa, at least in the Central Sahel, to accept the presence of French military is Niger. They were in Mali, in Burkina Faso. The government of these two countries have decided that they should not be there. And in Niger, you know, it's not just because they want to fight the insurgency, but it's also Niger is one of the countries, one of the biggest producers of uranium on the continent. And the Western countries don't want the uranium plant to be used by countries like Iran, by any militant groups, because they are afraid of the proliferation of nuclear weapons.
As usual, thank you very much for your insight. It's always appreciated. Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me to your program.